Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
I'm not going to lie. Last week was a horrible week for me. Probably one of the worst weeks that I've had in a really long time. There were the fires in South Lake Tahoe. We had to evacuate the employees. We had to shut down the hotel. We lost over $100,000 off the books, went from 90% occupancy all the way down to zero. Just seeing the whole community reeling and, you know, really disheveled and discouraged. There were some delays and challenges with one of my flips. One of my friends said that they were contemplating suicide, which was extremely heavy. One of my loans almost got declined. Afghanistan and COVID and all the crazy news going on there. It was just a heavy week. It was one of those weeks that was really an emotional roller coaster. And I was all up in my feelings. I was angry. I was scared. I was upset. I was anxious. I was just like stressed across the board. And I don't know if you can relate to having some of those seasons. I don't have them very often, but when I do, they kind of all seem to happen at once. And, you know, I've always been one of these people that really just tries to see the light and the opportunity and the positive in everything. And, you know, I try and stay tuned into that channel instead of the alternative. And it was a few years back that I went to kind of a spiritual retreat. And one of the leaders of that retreat told me how detrimental sweeping those emotions under the rug are to me tapping into my greatest power, to weaponizing and empowering me to be a stronger version of myself, a better leader. And, you know, this last week, I had to take a step back and actually feel those feelings, you know, especially as somebody that oftentimes you might be one of those individuals that a lot of people look to for strength or look to for courage or look to for leadership. And you put a lot of that pressure and responsibility on yourselves. Showing those moments of weakness aren't necessarily what we are wired to do naturally. But as I've really dug into this over the years and really tried to do a lot more work on myself and just feel that shit and realize and, you know, give myself the grace that those feelings are normal. Life is heavy sometimes. Life is overwhelming at some times. You know, you have to remind yourself that times have changed. This isn't the olden days where you have to be almighty and all masculine all the time. Having a bad day or having a bad week or sometimes having a bad month doesn't make you a weak person. It makes you human and it shows that you're real. And those honestly are the moments when you can be vulnerable and you can be transparent that give people courage and give people confidence that they're not crazy and that they are capable too. When they see people that, you know, they look up to, when I see individuals that I look at and go, man, that person is amazing for whatever reason it is. And I see them having a challenging moment, a challenging season, and they're open about it and they talk about it and they normalize that those feelings, those fears, all of those things are what all human beings experience and that they are no different. And yet they find a way to push through it. That gives me courage to know that I can get through those moments myself. And so I wanted to take today, not that I'm some amazing, you know, person that is any better than anybody else that goes through those moments. If anything, create the space for us all to realize that, you know, you are capable of getting through those moments too. And when I used to try and sweep those negative emotions under the rug and, you know, just be positive all the time, it didn't really serve me. It didn't give me the moments of growth and the opportunities to optimize the way feeling those moments and talking about those moments and processing and going through those things have allowed me to grow as I have now, taking a different approach. And I realized that by doing that and by leaning into those moments, by not leaning into those moments, I don't learn anything. And I sure as hell don't grow from it. And if anything, it actually just does more damage. It's lonely being up in your own head. I remember one of my early mentors telling me, your mind is a scary place. Don't stay there alone for too long. And we all know those, right, moments where literally you're like, did I just think that thought? Like, that was some dark shit, right? And it's true. We all have those darkness areas of our spirit and of our mind and of our physical world. And when you don't find a way to engage and process the moments of darkness, you don't give yourself those opportunities to turn up your light. You don't grow, you don't weaponize yourself if you don't lean in and process those things. So I want to share with you a couple things that I do and have done recently over the years to process and weaponize and optimize myself in those seasons of darkness. You know, it was a few years back that I decided I was not only going to do much better at embracing those shitty moments, but I was going to share those moments as well. I was going to be more open and vulnerable with others because those are the moments that people can relate to, right? And grow from themselves. And I wanted to normalize talking about this a little bit more and sharing those, you know, moments with the fact that every single person, I think, can relate in their own context. Now, I'm not talking about being somebody, I'm not giving you permission to be somebody that is a complainer and is, you know, somebody that's going to cry and play the victim card. I'm just talking about being transparent about the facts that life isn't always happy and positive. And so I just wanted to share this last week with you guys and share with you what I do during these moments so you can use some of these tools yourself, apply them in your own way that you see fit the next time you're going through your own turbulence. And maybe you're going through some of that right now. So, number one, audit your environment and audit the people you're surrounding yourself with right away. For me, last week, I was consuming too much news. I was, you know, hearing a lot of the people that I follow or that, you know, sometimes I'm engaged with bitching about this. And I got sucked right into this, you know, vortex of chaos and negativity and complaining. And I was tuned into a channel of anger and fear and anxiety. And you just have to be aware of that. And you got to unplug from that shit right away. You got to find your peace in those moments of chaos. You know, I often think of it metaphorically like a tornado. You know, when you're in the eye of the storm, it is hard to see what is going on beyond the walls of the tornado spinning around you. And so you got to be very, very, very cautious of that. So for me, I've got a joy list. My kids are one. The gym is one. Nature and being outside is one. You know, I listen to my Calm app and meditation is one. Write a list of the things that bring you joy. And when you're not feeling moments of joy, go to that list and lean into those things. Opt back into those things. Unplug a little bit. Do a little detox from everything else. Number two is you got to count your blessings and you got to ask yourself this question. I love this question. It sounds kind of cliche. And yet I heard this at a conference, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. And it's something that constantly comes up for me when I'm in these moments that has really served me. And it forces my brain to go to work. And the question is this, what is great about this? What's great about this situation? It sounds like a dumb question, I know. Especially when you're in the dark points in your life, but we've all been in those moments, gotten through those moments, and pulled some type of silver lining out of those moments looking back. If you can find those moments sooner rather than later, it will help you pull out of those moments and force you to find and focus on the good a whole lot quicker. It will get you out of that quicksand a whole lot faster. So asking that question, what's great about this? Number three, find a mantra that you can believe in, that you can own, that you can embody, that you can feel. And my mantra is this, I'm built for this shit. Whether you feel it in that moment or not, you have to choose to believe it. You have to subscribe to something that means something to you. You are built for this. God didn't put you here on this earth at this crazy point in our 4 billion year timeline by accident. You were meant to be here, going through this moment in life for a specific reason. You may doubt why, you may not fully understand it, it may be painful, but you have a choice This is your choice. You have a choice to believe that. And that's what I choose, because at the end of the day, the alternative does nothing to serve me, serve my goals, serve my family, serve my business, serve me living the best life that I can. So I choose to believe I was built for this. Throw it on my shoulders, throw it on my back. As heavy as it can be sometimes, I'm up for that challenge. And I've chosen and opted into that belief. And if I believe it, my body and my physical world are going to follow suit. What is your mantra? Pick something that you can subscribe to, no matter how dark or challenging times can get, to fall back on. And last, find a rhythm. Find a rhythm that you can commit to that feels like you're moving in the right direction. Whether it's a morning routine, whether it's a shift in your daily schedule, whether it's changing who you hang out with for the week, or what you watch, or what you eat, or what you're, you know, doing in that moment, whatever may not be serving you, be okay with shaking things up a little bit. Sometimes we need some polarity, some duality, some variety in life. For me, it's working out. That's my daily dose of meditation, something physical that stimulates my body and my mind, time with my family, getting enough sleep, definitely not leaning into crutches, whether you like to drink or you like smoke Mary Jane or you like to take whatever, making sure that you're leaning in physically and dealing with things physically and not doing the things that are ultimately crutches, listening to something positive and uplifting, being plugged into the right environments around the right people, basically just building a bunker around your mental, your physical, and your spiritual in the moments of darkness. Very, very important. Because at the end of the day, everyone goes through these seasons. No one is exempt from the challenges that us as human beings experience on our timeline of life. But what separates the winners from the losers, what separates the people who grow from those moments versus get scarred and move backwards from those moments, is how you respond to those challenges. I always love the quote, life is 5% of what happens to you and 95% of how you respond to it. And that's our choice. That's your choice. So don't forget to shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. Say what up. I just want to give a big shout out to all the people that reached out to me last week in that moment of weakness for me in kind of my dark spots. I love y'all. I love this Millionaire Mindcast community. I'm here to support you as well. So shoot me a text, 844-447-1555. That is why I do this podcast, is one, to serve and support you on your journey to living that whole life millionaire approach. It's also for the accountability to me to keep living and remaining in alignment with who I say I want to be and how I want to live my life as well. And that is why I love this podcast, is because when I put that out into the world, I get connected with amazing people like you who feel and aspire to have those exact same things and feel those exact same ways. If you want to get more of a daily look into my life, my business, you can always follow me on Instagram. I put a lot of stories and content out on there, at Official Matty A. And please, if you haven't done so already, leave a 5-star review in iTunes. It helps the podcast so much. Until next week, stay up, my friends.